John Hansen in for Bob Surratt on this Thursday morning. I got a couple texts reacting to my litter story before we get to Jen. Imagine, says the 847, a BMW driver being a jerk. Can't imagine. And I think that this is a sarcastic one. OMG, who driving a BMW would want that smelly garbage in their car? Besides, they're providing a job for someone to pick up their trash. I'm reading that sarcastically. I think that's a sarcastic comment. I'm going to give that person the benefit of the doubt. I certainly hope so. All right, Extremely Local News, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. We got Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago on the line. Jen, I know it takes every piece of garbage she sees, takes it right to the garbage can, recycling. Jen, you're always on top of that.
It's true. I'm actually looking into composting next. So
we got to get more composting in the city. I know it's a private thing, and I know we have a tough enough time figuring out recycling, but man, we got to get composting is the next big thing, Jen.
It's true.
All right. Enough about composting and getting rid of garbage. Block Club Chicago doing great local news, and a new podcast episode dropped today, if I may say so myself.
Yes, and the host is amazing. His name is John Hansen.
Thank you.
We're super excited. This week it focuses on a dance team in Pilsen, right? Right.
It is weird that you are actually teeing it up after I did this. Yeah, it's a dance team in the Pilsen neighborhood, a hip-hop crew that's formed during the pandemic and gives an outlet to a lot of teenagers. We talked to them about that. And also, like, the struggles that they've dealt with going through, you know, the violence and the protests after the Adam Toledo shooting. And also, we highlight a teen from Taft High School who just won a state championship for poetry. So kids finding creativity and community during all of this. So, Jen,
exactly what we love about Block Club is the stories of joy and the good things coming out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is good coming out of the neighborhoods, Jen?
Well, this is pretty good. In Wicker Park, Chef Bill Kim, who is known for Urban Belly, he's run a bunch of restaurants over the years in the West Loop and in Wicker Park and beyond. He had invented a staff meal during the pandemic. It was called a pizza sandwich. And they used two pieces of Detroit-style pizza. As you know, if you've had Jess or any other Detroit-style, it's really thick. They use those pieces of bread, and then you stuff the sandwich with tomato sauce, cheese, and you can pick whatever fillings, whether that's fried chicken, pepperoni, arugula, mushrooms. It looks amazing. And they're now available beyond just staff meals at the Pizza and Parm pop-up shop in Wicker Park.
That's awesome.
At 1542 North Damon.
The pictures obviously tell a better story. Go to blockclubchicago.org to see that pizza sandwich. Jen, I know you love the Ukrainian Village. I used to live there. You used to live in that area too. It's so exciting that Rainbow Club is back in business.
Rainbow Club is just the coolest place.
Yes.
It's one of the rare places in the city you could still go in and get a $3 beer, and especially on like the border of Wicker Park and Ukrainian Village, where things have gotten a lot more expensive in recent years. It's been there since the 1930s. Everyone who works there is just so cool, and they play really good music on vinyl from behind the bar, have an excellent photo booth. It's been closed this entire time because they don't have any food, and if you've ever been in there, it's dark. There's booths. It's very cozy. It's not a place built for COVID times. So the owner, Dietera, talked to our reporter, Hannah Alani, yesterday, and they put up some barriers in between the booths, are asking people to mask up when they're walking around. But otherwise, it was a normal night in Rainbow Club last night, and actually some of our reporters headed in to investigate for themselves.
If you haven't been to the... Yeah, well, that's work. That's on the clock, though, Jen. Wait till those expense reports come in. We'll see if you approve them. The Ukrainian Village is a great neighborhood to walk around and find those little tucked-away neighborhood bars. Like, it's kind of an old homage to the way it used to be, where every corner had a bar. And I know some of them have started to come back. Some, unfortunately, have. So I think it's just a really cool opportunity to plop yourself down anywhere in the village and walk around and just wander into places.
It's true. And you'll be guaranteed to meet some really cool people along the way.
Right. Or some very interesting people, too.
Exactly.
So we've been talking about the paid parking meters at Montrose Harbor and with raised fists in the air. But maybe they could help us out a little bit.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to be cheering for the city, which made this horrifying parking meter deal back in 2008, which was a 75-year deal to give a private company all of its revenue for parking. The city has been losing money on this for years, and these meters at Montrose Harbor are set to reverse that a little bit. It's the first year that the city will be able to, they're anticipating making about $10 million from the meters added to Montrose. They said there will still be free parking along the roads around the beach up there. So
from 2 to 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Right. So, I mean, it's not. A lot of people are angry about it. But at the same time, the alderman up there, James Stapleman, said, you know, a lot of beaches along the city have these meters because they want to encourage turnover as well. So people don't park there all day. And other people who show up later, they want to go to the beach for a while, are kind of left out. So, I mean, nobody likes parking meters, but if we're going to look for a silver lining here, is that at least the city will be making some money off of these ones.
You got to close your eyes and really squint hard to look for that silver
exactly.
lining there. But you did it, Jen. We appreciate it. BlockClubChicago.org, the source for all that great local journalism and nonprofit newsroom. And the new podcast episode, it's all good. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast. Jen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, John.